fantastic morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have a great show for you today, a lot coming up. We have Avalon HR, so much to unpack here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, so stay tuned. First, we have Southern Climate Solutions, Lisa Murphy. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, Tammy. I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. How was your week?
It's been a long week already, and it's only midweek. But, you know, that's the way it goes when you're bumping.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you're doing great. We're going to talk about all things. We have to talk about dehumidification, things like that. Tell me how your business is going and what some things we need to think about this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, it's getting into the time of the year where, you know, humidity started to spike. We've had a really sort of strange season, right? And you know, lots of rain and a little bit cooler. But, you know, that rain and that humidity is, always around us here, you know, on the Gulf. And it's really humidity issues here, and as they relate to our homes, our businesses, are really a result of our climate here. So we have, you know, we deal with high humidity 12 months a year. Even in our cold months, we have very high humidity. And by that, I mean over the percentage of the threshold for mold growth, which is 60%. So what everyone should know is what those healthy levels, right, of indoor relative humidity are. And according to the EPA, and from what we've seen, right, from over 20 years in the business, we like to keep indoor relative humidity right about 40 to 50% with our commercial dehumidification equipment. And that is permanent standalone, you know, equipment that we utilize to pull that moisture out of your home, out of your business, to keep those, you know, that indoor relative humidity very healthy, to promote that, you know, superior indoor air quality. And what our goal is, right, is superior indoor air quality, but it's that prevention, you know, a prevention of mold. So, you know, you pull the moisture out, mold needs moisture to thrive and grow, and then you create that healthy space. So 40 to 50%, we like to keep it right around 50%. That's really, you know, ideal for us. Very difficult to do, you know, in this area where you have, you know, such high humidity flooding into your home, flooding into your business. So really the best way to do that is with, you know, our products and services, commercial dehumidification.
I know it is so humid out, and I know mold can cause some major health problems. So that's always something we need to think about when we're talking about dehumidification solutions, is how to make sure we stay healthy in our home.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we deal with lots and lots of folks. We've dealt with thousands of people over, you know, the last 20 years that, you know, we sort of educate, and we talk about, you know, people like, you know, they're always like, well, how would I know that? You know, how would I know that, you know, my indoor relative humidity is too high, or people particularly with crawl space homes, well, you know, which is a different dynamic than a home built, you know, on a slab. So we talk about those signs. So we'll talk about crawl space, right? Not many people go into their crawl space. And if you have a home built on a crawl space, that's really where your moisture issues begin. Humidity by nature seeks cool space. It's typically about 10 degrees cooler in your crawl. So that humidity wants to pour in right through those vents. It gets trapped in the crawl. And then all of a sudden you have issues of moisture damaged wood. You have mold. You know, you're inviting pests, right? There's moisture seeking pests like termites or other pests that are looking for a food source and a water source. So a lot of issues, you know, begin there. And some of the signs inside the home that there are issues there, and this is regardless of crawl space, but you might smell musty odors, right? Those musty odors are active mold spores. And through that wicking effect of coming, that crawl space air coming up into your home, which creates right, your unhealthy environment inside, you're going to get those musty odors inside your home, or you might feel soft spots, you know, in your wood floors as you're walking across your floors. And that could be a sign of, you know, a lot of the moisture damaged wood or termites, you know, even creaking, things like that, you know, any differences in your floors, you know, you want to pay attention to. And what we do is we come out, we, you know, go into the crawl, we take, you know, we take a look, we'll take pictures. If there's mold issues, you know, we'll let you know. And then, you know, we discuss, you know, what we do, which is basically a full encapsulation of the crawl. We close that crawl off. We create a controlled environment in your crawl. We put a dehue in the crawl, and that keeps your crawl safe, right, from structural issues, so that pulling the moisture out will stop any, you know, any further moisture damaged wood. It'll stop that mold growth. You'll immediately notice those musty odors inside your house go away. So it promotes that superior indoor air quality inside your home. So it really is crawl space encapsulation, and dehue is a whole home solution for people with the crawl space. And that's, you know, that's our goal, to get that space healthy and to get the inside of your home healthy, keeping that at, you know, those healthy levels of indoor indoor relative humidity.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am here speaking with Lisa Murphy with Southern Climate Solutions. You can visit them at southernclimatesolutions.com. Their phone number is 850-403-2959. They're find dehumidification solutions to create healthy buildings in your home. And do you service commercial buildings, things like that, or is this more of a residential?
No, we actually do both. We have, you know, obviously a lot of residential customers, a lot of issues around here, but we also serve commercial buildings. We've been work with dozens and dozens of commercial buildings in Pensacola, Mobile, and throughout. And that's, you know, that's a whole, you know, a whole other animal, right, when you have a very, very large space. We've had, as you know, as everyone knows, we've had, you know, a lot of issues even throughout Pensacola with mold issues, you know, in buildings, and, you know, how to effectively deal with that once a remediation is done. Because remediation is often, you know, necessary if there's a big mold issue, but that removes the mold, right, but it doesn't prevent the mold from coming back. And that's where Southern Climate Solutions come in, right? We're a preventative service. So once you go through that remediation, you really want to make sure that you're paying attention to those moisture, you know, issues in your building. Mold is growing because you have a moisture issue. And, you know, we are moisture control experts. You know, they say, you know, in the commercial world, in commercial buildings, almost $3.5 billion a year is spent correcting moisture-related issues. That's a huge number, and we're talking about anything from remediation to, you know, sick building syndrome, where, you know, employees' loss of work because, you know, they often walk into the workplace and all of a sudden start having symptoms, you know, allergy-like symptoms, you know, sneezing, burning eyes. Some people get bloody noses, I mean, and they leave the building, right, and it goes away. Some people find that in their homes, especially, you know, in the age where people were working at home more with COVID, you know, and they're spending more time in their homes, and they're like, gosh, you know, all I'm doing is, you know, experiencing these allergy-like symptoms and, you know, not even relating it to the home. Those, you know, those moisture issues cause a lot of problems. They can cause a lot of building problems, a lot of home problems, and a lot of health problems. So it really is important to understand how humidity affects, right, the inside, you know, of the structure, especially, you know, in a home. We tell everyone, you know, invest in a hygrometer. You can start immediately monitoring the inside of your house and how your humidity raises. Is it always elevated, you know? And if it is elevated, if you're looking at, you know, numbers of 60% and over, even the upper 50s, we've seen mold grow, in the upper 50s, you know, 58%. We really like to keep it around 50. But if you're seeing that, you know, and your home isn't recovering, then you need to, it's time to consider a dehumidification, you know, solution. And just to get that, structure healthy, you know, to preserve the structural integrity, to keep mold at bay, to keep your family healthy.
Absolutely. And if you want to join in this conversation, you have a question for Lisa, that is 437-1620. You're welcome to text in your questions, maybe about how you get their service, humidity questions, and, you know, she was talking about hygrometers. You can find those online. I'm sure Amazon has them, but especially right now because we're about to get in the rainy season, right, Lisa? It's going to get worse starting now, I feel like, with the humidity.
Yeah, well, we're going to feel it more, right? Mm-hmm. And people feel humidity more as it gets warmer outside. It's one of the things about the winter humidity here where, you know, one of our highest humidity months is December. And people don't always realize that because it's cooler outside. And that's, you know, another reason that it is important to monitor that humidity, because when you're in those, you know, those winter months, because it's cooler and you don't notice it, you don't think about it. Well, now that the spring we're leading into summer is coming on, people associate, you know, humidity with that hot sort of sticky feeling, which obviously it is. But you really can't overlook the fact that this is a 12-month-a-year issue here. This is a climate issue that we're, you know, that we battle. And but definitely pick up that hygrometer and, you know, start understanding, you know, what's going on inside the house. You know, other signs inside. We sort of talked about the crawl space signs and the floors and, you know, different things like that. You know, you may experience in the winter. Condensation on the inside of your windows. That's a sign of high humidity. Those musty odors are a big one. Musty odors are active mold spores. If you have cupping wood floors, you know, those floors are holding water and they're cupping. And I will say we have, if that's you and you're listening and you're dealing with cupping wood floors, a lot of people, you know, they go straight away to, there's something wrong with my floors, I've got to replace the floors. You know, understand that with dehumidification, we have had a lot of success at laying floors back down flat. So before you go to the expense, right, of replacing floors, you may want to think about dehumidification, and then we very, very gradually pull that moisture so as to not disrupt the floors anymore. It's a very gradual process over a few weeks, and then we'll see what we can do. But we've had a lot of success, you know, and a lot of happy customers with the fact that we've been able to, you know, correct cupping issues in their floors.
And that can be a big expense for a customer to have to re-put floors down.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and it's the same with remediation, you know, a necessary evil at times. Where, you know, you have to get in there and you have to, you know, you have to remove that mold if you have a, you know, a really, really serious issue. But you always have to go back to what's causing that issue. And, you know, remediation will remove it and dehumidification will then prevent it from coming back. And if you're going to go through that expense and you have to go through that expense of, you know, remediating your home or remediating your commercial building, then make sure that underlying issue is taken care of and that indoor relative humidity, you know, is addressed. There's big issues with addressing it through, you know, air conditioning. A lot of people think, well, the air conditioning takes care of that. Air conditioning does remove some of the moisture in the air. But unfortunately, in our climate, it just isn't effective. We have our humidity is too high and it's too high. You know, it's excessively high. And what happens is that dehumidification part within the AC is only working when the air is running. And typically here, you just need more than that. And that's why our commercial dehumidifiers, you know, they are a separate standalone, completely separate from your HVAC unit that they run as soon as they're triggered to run. We set them, you know, put them on a set point. Your humidity goes up, and they start working. So they aren't working hand in hand. They're working separately to completely address the moisture and allows the AC to address temperature, which is really what it's designed to do.
By the way, if you're just now tuning in, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Lisa Murphy with Southern Climate Solutions. If you need more information, head on over to southernclimatesolutions.com or give them a call, 403-2959. You're welcome to join in this conversation, 437-1620. You can text in. We'd be happy to answer your questions. Now, I see, too, that you also service maybe smaller spaces like garages, because I know that can be a big problem when you have things in your garage. Maybe you keepsakes, mm-hmm. things like that, or things you don't want messed up, and that humidity and heat in the garage can get really bad.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You know, smaller spaces, you know, not that garages are always smaller spaces, so we have solutions for small and large, but, you know, garages and pole barns, and you think of what people put in, you know, a garage and a pole barn. People have boats in them. People have very expensive tools. Cars, things like that. And what you deal with in those areas a lot of time is the corrosion effect, right? So you get your tools will be rusty, you know, and you spend a lot of money on those tools. So we have several different dehumidification solutions for spaces like that, to take care of those, you know, your pride and joy, your boat, you know, and or your tools. So you know, anything where you want to preserve, right, the health of the structure and preserve what's inside the structure, you know, you want to look at that dehumidification, you know, solution to do that because, you know, corrosion can be, you know, a nasty thing here, you know, especially in a garage with a lot of expensive tools, or, you know, you store your boat in a pole barn and, you know, the last thing you want is the components on your boat, you know, corroding or the seats getting moldy, you know, anything like that. So definitely have solutions for spaces like that. And even for smaller spaces, like spaces under, say, 1,300 square feet, we have an in-wall unit. It's a little power pack. It, you know, removes 33 pints of moisture a day. So if you're in a small condo, or you have a little guest cottage or something like that, we do have an option for a little in-wall unit. Fits right in between the studs, you know, nice and flush, pretty flush with the wall, and it does a great job, you know. And, you know, the idea is, you know, those units are there to address the moisture in your home, right, or in your space. And they're just constantly measuring that water level inside, pulling that moisture out, and taking it, you know, right outside or to wherever we directed that away from the house.
Absolutely. It's so important, especially, you know, and when I think about dehumidification, I go straight to my littles, like when they were little and you had to get a dehumidifier for the house. And and it's so important, though, isn't it, for your health and for the kids' health? You had to literally go purchase a dehumidifier when they were sick. Because it was just too much moisture and all that. So this is a really good solution for the whole family.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you're talking about your whole home. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, in the Southeast, you know, again, we just have, you know, a climate that is, you know, a difficult, very highly humid. We're considered a subtropical climate. And you combine that with things like, you know, high water tables, where that groundwater, you know, is coming, you know, right there, very close to the surface, you just have, you know, a whole slew of things that you're dealing with that are creating moisture, you know, moisture issues in the house. So, you know, what we try and do, and or what we do is we provide those whole home solutions. And we're really, you know, our focus is indoor air quality. At the end of the day, right, we may prevent mold through dehumidifying, but it's providing that superior indoor air quality by doing the things that we do, by removing the excess moisture that can cause all the hazards, you know, that create an unhealthy space. So promoting that indoor air quality and promoting energy savings. I mean, that's another thing, you know, people, you know, always ask, is this going to make my electric bill go up? And what we say is, you know, a drier space is a cooler space. You'll notice it immediately. So a lot of people want to crank that AC down, you know, they're at 70, 69 degrees. because they're uncomfortable. They're trying to remove the moisture is what that it's that cold, clammy feel, right? With dehumidification, your space is dry and cool. You know, my house is on about 76, 77 degrees in the summertime, and it's cool. I mean, that's a huge savings when you think for every degree you can turn that thermostat up, you're saving somewhere between 3 and 5% on your electric bill. So it really is, aside from the other benefits of good health and a healthy structure, there's an energy savings related to dehumidification, which in this day and age where, you know, energy can be, you know, can be quite expensive, you know, every degree you can turn that thing up, you can save 20 to 30%. That's a big deal.
It really is a big deal, especially right now when rates are just increasing all the time. I think that's super important to focus on is that's really nice that you're at 77 and it's still cool in your house. I think that's really cool.
Oh, it is definitely cool in my house. My husband often laughs and says, you know, I'll have long sleeves on in the evening in the summertime. And, you know, our thermostat or our AC is on 77. But, you know, there is something about a dry, cool space, right, that it creates a cool, comfortable space. And you aren't walking into that cold, clammy space. So dehumidification, I mean, it really is amazing the difference in the feel and the indoor environment. You know, not only, you know, we talked about the smell, right, and removing those musty odors. Right? Musty odors or active mold spores, you remove that situation of, you know, active mold, you remove the odors, but it's also that comfort level, right? And you notice immediately, if you've never had dehumidification, one of the things you do notice immediately is the difference in the feel, right, inside the space, because it's a very comfortable feel. And you find yourself cranking that AC up instead of down, which is also nice.
Absolutely. By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm speaking with Lisa Murphy with Southern Climate Solutions. You can visit them at southernclimatesolutions.com. Their phone number is 403-2959. And if you have any questions or comments, you're welcome to join in this conversation at 437-1620. Lisa, I noticed too, which is great, is you have the data collection on what you do too. So you actually prove what you do through data collection and case studies. And I think that's really awesome that you have that.
Right. And, you know, we're backed by science, right? We like to do that. And, you know, larger jobs will throw data collectors in for, you know, a period of a couple weeks before an install and then after an install. So we can actually show, right, a customer where their temperature and humidity were and then where they end up after the dehumidification solution is installed. And it really is amazing because you immediately see, and we have a case study on the website, and you can go, you know, to the website and see that of a commercial customer. And you can immediately see, once DHU is installed, that humidity dropping, just boom, 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 yeah, all the way down to those healthy levels. And at the same time, you see the temperature, you know, rising. So they're turning that AC up because it's cold.
Absolutely.
Right? They start getting cold.
Thank
right?
you so much,
we can,
Lisa.
You can see that happen. And
thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it. And if you need anything,
thank
dehumidification,
you,
yeah, I appreciate it. Head on over to southernclimatesolutions.com. Coming up, if you need anything about duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, you don't want to miss out.